Good morning, my pot-bellied pig. It's time for you to wake and bake again. You need to take your marijuana, and even if you call it recreational, it's actually part of your daily regimen now. If you have marijuana, you have to use it every morning, bright and early, regardless of whether or not you're still stoned from yesterday. If you don't recall, due to all the weed giving you short-term memory loss, you're waking and baking until you're an even bigger, silly, stupid, fat-ass pothead. You're not going to be anything else except a big, fat stoner pig. That weed that you bought, it has to be used up. If you have the weed, you have to wake up and use it. Even if you're sleeping in and stuffing your face all day and night, you gotta get up and use it. Set an alarm clock and use 420 every single day, right when you wake up. 420 is now part of your morning ritual. You can't do anything else afterwards. No operating heavy machinery, no impulsive or important decisions. Just be stoned, horny, and hungry. A side effect of your medication is that you'll be a fat-ass stoner hog and think of sex every 5 seconds. You'll think of eating all the time. You'll visualize your next waking and baking session. Your mind will stay focused on pot, porn, penis, and pigging out. If you don't wake and bake, you'll get withdrawal symptoms. They'll kick in and you'll be hornier, hungrier, and happier than you've ever been in your entire life. You won't be capable of stopping yourself from being a jolly, jiggly, fat stoner pig coming off of his last wake and bake. Showering and basic hygiene is a must, and it's gotta happen eventually, but when you brush your teeth, you'll think about eating a lot of food. And if you shower or bathe, the side effects of the marijuana will amplify, as your body will tingle all over. You'll feel incredibly horny. Bathing and performing basic house tasks and necessities around your house or living space will make everything feel more sexual. You'll want to have sex, think about sex, or have more 420, but you'll have to resist, opting instead to try to function in your day-to-day life with a huge stoner boner and munchies. Day and night, you'll be waking and baking and fantasizing about spending the day as a fat, unkempt neckbeard gainer, just staring at the wall or pornography and philosophizing about porn, sex, and food. As you continue with your wake and bake program, your 420 tolerance will increase and you'll have to consider taking a tolerance break. That will never happen. You know that your transformation into a fat stoner hog will happen inevitably. Each wake and bake will slowly but surely transform you into your fat stoner hog self, as the showers become you wiping yourself down with smelly cum-covered rags. Your greasy goon flab will stink of marijuana. Your breath will smell like skunk. Lepidare diem is how you're going to approach the rest of your days. It translates to stone the day, because you're going to spend the rest of the days stoned, because you're going to wake up every day and get high as fuck. You're going to take a bunch of fucking marijuana. And if you're too high to move, you're going to lay down and you're not going to do anything except watch porn and stuff your face with greasy fast food. You're going to stuff yourself full of nutrients so you can get nice and plump. Everyone will know that you're a stoner based on your smell, your stench. Hell, even if you go to the gym, if you can make it there, you're going to be stoned as fuck, bro. Pot is going to wreck your productivity, and you're going to like it. You're going to fucking love it. You need to become a big, fat, smelly stoner. And one day, if you trust the process, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and say, "Holy fuck, I'm a fat, greasy stoner. I was just pretending." Oh my fucking gosh, you're gonna stare in that fucking mirror and say, "Oh man, my belly's so jiggly, what happened to my six pack?" You're going to grab your flab and say, "Holy shit, make it stop." And then you're going to wake up the next day, forget all about that. Fucking have some more weed, smoke some weed, have edibles, have whatever the fuck you want. You're gonna get stoned as fuck. You're gonna look in the mirror and say, "Holy fuck, I'm a fucking stoner." And you're gonna jizz yourself, bro, because you're a fucking fat ass stoner. It's just right around the fucking corner. All you had to do is just wake up and bake yourself, bro. Your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s, bro. You're gonna be a fucking wake and bake fat, greasy stoner your entire life. All of the effort that goes into stuffing your fucking house full of marijuana, it's going to result in you just waking and baking your entire life. Those farmers farming that marijuana, those farmers farming all the food for you to eat, you're their stoner hog. Accept your place in life. Accept your reality. The reality is, even if you're thinking about being a trim muscle jock in the future who gets everything done, it's impossible. Productivity doesn't exist. You're just a piggy, a stoner hog. The adult entertainment industry owns you. The video game industry owns you. You're a stoner fucking hog, man. You deserve nothing more than to wallow in your own wake and bake life. You're the main character of your life, but you start every day waking and baking. It's a status ailment, bro. It's okay, just look at those fat stoner hogs that turn you on. The ones that are covered in food, their clothes are too tight to fit, haven't left the house in years, and they just keep ordering more fast food. Whales of indulgence, that's you. You're a cautionary tale now. They're going to point at you and say, "This is what happens if you wake and bake." And you're just going to eat, jack off, belch, and talk about how you love to wake and bake. You're flattening your human existence with every single wake and bake. And that's okay, because it's orgasmic. Your entire existence is just centered around pleasure. You can wake and bake and cum deny, or you can wake and bake and jizz every single time that you think about sex. Every single meal that you eat, you can jack off and cum, because you're a wake and bake stoner. That's what people expect from you. That's what you want. And if you ever want to quit using 420, it's too fucking bad. You chose this life. You get to wake and bake forever. You always get to rise. You get to rise, have your marijuana, and grind your dick against a pillow. You're going to wake and bake, and remember, you're a stupid pothead now. You have to do it. You already know that's what you want in life. You know that's your life trajectory, is becoming a fat stoner hog, covered in food, covered with sex, covered with cum, covered with the smell, the aroma, this aura of marijuana coming off of you all the time. Your pits, your piss, your breath, everything. Even sitting there and thinking about becoming a wake and bake stoner hog, fat, stupid, laughing at everything, it turns you fucking on, bro. Just a life of indulgence. If anything gets in the way between you and your wake and bake, like your job, family, friends, stressors, you're going to cut that out of your life. It's all about the wake and bake, man. It's no different than any other lifestyle, no different than any other program. You just want a fat stoner slob body, and that's good. It's great for you. As long as you maintain your basic hygiene, as long as you get your bills paid, you can keep being a fat stoner hog, and you could go and sleep on someone's couch, bro, and then just be their fat stoner hog roommate, and then they can pay your bills, and then they can take care of everything else, and you get to sit there thinking about sex, food, porn, and pot all day, all night.